Hello and welcome to Coffee Chat with Dream Life Creators, a podcast where we inspire, motivate, encourage, but also give you practical tips to live your dream life here and now. I'm Alinka Tercic, your host, and today I am talking with Dane Dormio. Hey, Dane.
Hi, Alinka. Great to see you. Great to be here.
Awesome. And thank you for taking your time. I know it's in the middle of the night for you. You just returned from Nepal from your volunteering work.
It's my body thinks it's the middle of the day, actually, but the clock says, yeah, it's the middle of the night.
So before we go into what you really do for the business and in your life, I was impressed that you were in Nepal and teaching children about Tai Chi and martial arts. So how did you get to that, and how does that help these kids with their life?
Well, that kind of is the story of my life, and I'm realizing more and more the more I go along that it's all connected. But martial arts is something that's been a big part of my life since I was a kid, starting at the age of 10. Actually, I was a big fan of the Ninja Turtles. I basically wanted to be a Ninja Turtle. Actually,
oh, okay.
I still do want to be a Ninja Turtle, to be honest. But I started doing martial arts then, and it's always been a big part of my life. And I was invited to, because of that background, I was invited to go to Nepal by a nonprofit organization dedicated to opposing human trafficking by teaching martial arts and self-defense to at-risk youth. So I went there about 8 months ago, and I was teaching Tai Chi self-defense and mind-body mastery skills to kids there for the past 8 months. And that's been just a really rewarding and extremely transformative experience.
Yeah, I can imagine. I did this with my family. We were teaching English to kids in Bali, but the underprivileged kids. So it's, like you said, it's the most rewarding thing. And you actually get a lot more out of it than those kids do. And I know that I'm always excited when I see their statuses on Facebook or they send me a message. And, you know, it's just a so rewarding experience.
Yeah, it is great to have Facebook and be able to yeah, be connected that way.
That too. And actually, that was the first thing that inspired me to reach out to you and to connect with you, because I kind of feel that we are doing the same thing and we are, you know, trying to make the world a better place. But let's now go into what you are doing in your business and in your life, what you are teaching. And like you said, the martial arts are a big part of your teachings, but you are actually doing what we usually call time management.
Yeah, that's one term for it. The terminology is tricky.
I know.
Because words always have preconceptions attached to them. That's why the first line of the Tao Te Ching is the Tao that can be spoken is not the eternal Tao. So it's almost like as soon as you put something into words, it's immediately becomes wrong.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And I noticed this for myself because I'm not a native speaker. You know, I take the words more literal, or I Google them, you know, in the dictionary, and then it's completely wrong. But you are a master in productivity and focus on, you know, prioritizing things in our lives so we can be more calm and less stressed with all the information and all the input around us.
Exactly. Yeah. What I do is mind-body mastery coaching. And that is breakthrough coaching that centers around energy, focus, and motivation. And that includes health, wellness, and longevity and fitness and things of that nature. It also includes mind-body or self-exploration practices, and it also includes what we what's often referred to as time management or personal organization and productivity, or I think the term information and action management is very accurate. The technical term for it is executive functioning skills, which is the art of deciding what to do and doing it, setting goals and carrying out action steps and eventually to achieve them. So it's the basic fundamental cognitive skills involved with managing the flow of information that's flowing through all of our lives and making effective decisions based on it, decisions about what to do and what to focus on. So that is all part of mind-body mastery coaching.
Awesome. I love that, because what I teach in Dream Life Creation is the same, actually, because Dream Life is not just having an awesome business or a great family. It's everything connected with your mind, your body, your soul, your surroundings, your environment, with everything. So I really love what you're doing. But can you explain a little bit more about how can we go around those information? Because like you said, Facebook is awesome, but once you get distracted, you are distracted for hours, and then you just lost track of time, and you know, everyone is telling you what to do and how to do it, and everyone's the best, and everyone is a coach, and everyone is making money with this and that, and then all of the sudden you are, at least I am, you know, overwhelmed with all the information, and at the end I do nothing.
Right. Yeah, it's easy to spend all of your most potentially productive time idling or essentially dawdling. And the reason I talk about information and action is because information and action are the things that we can actually manage. Information, action, and focus are things that we can manage. We can't manage time. Time just is. You can't have more. You can't have less. You can't change it. You can't. It just is. It's 24 hours is one day, and the sun goes around the earth, or the earth goes around the sun, if you prefer that model. But time just is. And what we are able to manage is our focus and the actions that we take. And we're able to manage the flows of information through our lives. So this one question you're asking about, how do you manage your focus most effectively to do the things that are important to you, and avoid wasting time? Well, that's a simple question that
I know
has a really big answer, and there's a continuous process of evolution and learning and self-optimization, continually evolving into the best possible version of yourself. But the approach that I take is to look at energy, focus, and motivation, and look at how well those things are working, and look at specific factors related to each one. For example, energy is obviously influenced by nutrition, physical activity, and sleep. Focus is obviously influenced by your physical space, your personal system or your personal organization, and your relationships. And both of those things are influenced by your mind-body practice of various forms. So if everything is working well, then information will flow through the system in a smooth way, and you'll be able to make effective action decisions. If anything is not working so well, information gets blocked and stagnant, and information and energy are really the same thing. So just like life is a flow of energy through a system, consciousness is a flow of information through a system. And if the flow of energy through your body gets blocked, then it gets stagnant and symptoms manifest. And this is basic TCM theory. Traditional Chinese medicine has meridians through which energy flows through the body, and this is the basis of Tai Chi and Qigong and internal martial arts. And with our mind, it's the same way. Information flows through unless it gets blocked and gets stagnant, and then symptoms start to manifest. And the cluster of symptoms associated with blocked flow of information through consciousness, or what I call entropy drag, where you're in reaction mode, backlogs are piling up, you're kind of buried by things. The cluster of symptoms that emerge associated with that are given the label ADD or ADHD, but these things aren't disease states so much as they are clusters of symptoms that anybody, they're just within the range of human expression, and anybody will experience these symptoms to a greater extent when they are suffering from entropy drag, from a backlog of accumulated unprocessed information and action decisions. And anybody who is experiencing these kind of symptoms will experience relief from them and improvement in their executive functioning skills and their cognitive fluidity and capacity and their ability to focus and make decisions, not to mention their energy level and emotional state and physical health. They'll experience improvements in all these things by processing and dealing with the accumulated backlog of inputs, and by developing habits and systems that facilitate the ongoing free flow of information through their consciousness so that things don't continue to get stuck and stagnate.
Right. So I noticed for myself, and what you're talking about, the information overload, and you know, with papers piling up and emails and everything, it's just a decision to make it easier. It's just a decision to say no to most of the things. But we are like, okay, maybe I will watch this later. Maybe I will, you know, read this later and answer someday. And then all of a sudden you have 10,000 emails in your inbox and you just don't know what to do with them. And, you know, what would be your suggestion?
Yeah, well, pertaining to that in particular, it's actually a matter of cognitive categories. When what you're talking about, things that you think, well, this might be nice to get to someday.
Yeah.
And this is just a very simple, really, really quick but powerful distinction that anyone can implement to help with exactly that, which is a someday maybe category, a cognitive category for someday maybe. And this is a cognitive category, but it can also be a list in any kind of format. And that is, it's just a list or a category for things that you feel like potentially have some value. So you don't want to throw them away, but they're not relevant right now. You want to clear your physical and cognitive and digital working space so you can focus on what's most important right now. So you put those things away into a someday maybe category so that the part of your mind that doesn't want to lose the potential value is satisfied that it knows they're accessible, they're not lost. But your cognitive RAM, your short-term memory, your working memory, your working focus isn't cluttered up with that material. So this could be, for example, a bookmarks folder in your browser, for example, when there's some cool website or article or just whatever that seems cool, but it's not in alignment with your immediate priorities, just throw it in that folder. And once in a while, when you feel like it, you review that stuff and decide if any of it is relevant. Or it might be a particular email folder that you have for that, depending on how you organize things. If you have paper organizers, it might be a particular list or a particular page. If you use digital organizers, things like capture tools like Evernote or To-Do, task managers or project managers, whatever kind of personal system you use, just have a category for someday maybe, so you can get stuff off your mind, clear the decks, and know that it's not lost and it's always there when you want to review it.
Well, that's interesting theory, but don't you think that we are just then creating, you know, making, instead of one pile, we are just putting on another pile?
Well, technically, yes, that's true. It is a different cognitive category, and it is just like when you're organizing anything, one of the fundamental principles of organization is a place for everything and everything in its place. So it's like saying you could either have your clothes in your bedroom piled on the chair, or you could have them folded in drawers and hanging up in your closet. You still have clothes. They still have to be managed. You still have stuff. And it still has to be stored somewhere. But is it stored in a place where it is, where it's drawing on and draining your attention, your cognitive bandwidth, and it's in your visual space, it's in your physical space, and you either have to pay attention to it every time you see it, or you have to expend the neurological energy to filter that out, and essentially that means you go numb to a part of your environment, or you can have those things hanging up in the closet and folded in the drawers where they belong, where they are taking up physical space, but they're not taking up mental space, and you can have your living and working space clear for living and working. So yes, it is sort of like putting things in a different pile, but it's a pile, it's a cognitive category that you've designated for that, so that they're not obstructing your creative flow.
Right. Because I'm asking, because in the computer or on all these apps that we have, you know, it's easy to get, you know, clipping everything and saving, and all of the sudden you have thousands and thousands of links that you don't even remember what you want them for, or some expired already. And it's, again, it is not immediate clutter, like you said, you know, making space for the immediate projects, but it is still there somewhere.
It's still
where
a
you
form of backlog.
Yeah, exactly. And when you're looking for something and you know searching, it's easier to go to Google and just Google it than go through your files and your bookmarks to find what you saved. So, but that's I agree with you. That's just one part of our mess that we are creating ourselves.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of information it is accumulating in the world, and the fundamental skill here is a sort of information dexterity and informational hygiene, meaning that you have a sufficient number of cognitive categories that you're able to be effectively dexterous and nimble and do what you need to do, but you don't have more cognitive categories than are necessary that you're able to effectively review and maintain. And so it's kind of like we have 10 fingers, and that might seem like a lot, but it allows us to do a lot of things, you know? Yeah. And then there's the story about the centipede or the millipede who can walk just fine as long as he doesn't think about what he's doing. But as soon as he tries to think about what his leg is doing, they all get jumbled up. A lot of us have cognitive categories that are like that. And so maintaining a state of good informational hygiene, it's not just a single fix or a single habit or a one-time thing. It's a skill and a set of habits, and it's similar to anything else. If you want to be a person who is physically fit and healthy, you can't just do something once or do one little thing here and there. It's a system of habits and lifestyle choices that you put in place to maintain that. And the payoff is tremendous. The investment that you put into maintaining your health or your finances or your physical living space or your information and action management system, your personal organization and productivity, gets multiplied and it shows up in your life as positive results.
Awesome. So I read in your bio on Facebook or somewhere that you recommend clearing everything at once. And I'm not sure if I was, understood it correctly, but do you prefer to, just go through stuff and organize it or make it a little easier, one step at a time?
Well, any kind of transformational change requires what I call a full court press, okay, at least initially. That's required for any kind of breakthrough. It requires a full court press. If you want to have a breakthrough in your finances, in your physical fitness, in your health and wellness, in your relationships, in your business and your projects and goals, it requires a full court press. But these areas of life, these and others are what I call breakthrough areas. And there are certain areas where if you are deficient in this area, it will hold you back from having an impact and making a lot of progress and achievement in other areas. And also, if you are being held back here, you have a breakthrough in this area, it will unlock all of these other areas. So some people, for example, are really being held back by their level of fitness. And if they have a breakthrough, and that affects all other areas of their life, it affects their emotional state and energy level, affects their relationships, it affects their finances, it affects their productivity. And if they have a breakthrough in the area of fitness, it can unlock all of these other areas for them, and they have breakthroughs in those other areas. Likewise, some people may be holding back by finances, and if they have a breakthrough there, they'll unlock all these other areas. And breakthrough areas include relationships, emotional well-being, include spirituality. Somebody might have a spiritual breakthrough and then go on to unlock these other areas of life. And one of these breakthrough areas is the area of executive functioning or information and action management, personal organization and productivity, the topics we've been talking about. So if this is the area, this is one path up the mountain. And it's not the only path up the mountain, but it's a path up the mountain. If you're being held back in this area, then doing some concentrated, focused, intensive work in this area can unlock this and lead to breakthroughs in the other significant areas of your life. And so if this is an area where you feel like you are ready to have a breakthrough, then a breakthrough requires a full court press, meaning a concerted, dedicated, you have to make it a priority. that you want to make dedicated progress in this area of your life, and you have to then design and implement a plan for doing that. And the particular challenge with this breakthrough area is when you are suffering from entropy drag, you're in reaction mode. You are living with a time deficit. You're in time poverty, and you're challenged with energy and focus and motivation. Then it's like, oh great, all I have to do is make a plan and carry it out. You know, set a goal and achieve it. Well, that's
sounds simple, but it's not.
That's the whole area I'm struggling with to begin with, right? So that's why it's really helpful to have a coach to assist with this process, and that's one of the main things that the intensive coaching process is really helpful for is getting the clear mental space to design a plan for increasing your cognitive capacity and mental bandwidth and executive functioning skills so that you can then go on to make to effectively handle the information flow through your life and make effective decisions and start being more effective in all other areas of your life and regain your sense of agency and self-direction, which means living in the cause state rather than the effect state, living in proactive, directive mode rather than reaction and being carried along by life, actually being in the driver's seat.
Yeah, I totally agree. So where can people find you? You are on Facebook. You're still working on your website?
Yeah, well, I am on Facebook, and the best way to connect with me is just to reach out and connect directly through Facebook. And I have a couple of websites that are linked from my Facebook page, and this may change in the future, but right now my main URL, danedormio.com, points to a website that has a webinar that I created about this process, how to organize your entire life in one weekend, basically. And that's a really helpful resource for anybody who wants to start taking steps to make this kind of transformation. And it walks you through what's necessary to have an efficient personal information and action management system and how to design and implement that. So people can connect with me directly on Facebook. I also have a business page for Synergy Organizational Consulting where there are articles and resources that people can use to get more information about this topic.
Awesome, awesome. I will post the links on my blog and on under the live video so they can reach to you. I thank you for your time. Those were really interesting topics, and I love how you think, you know, it's just not one area, but everything is connected. And when you talked about the breakthroughs, I totally agree with you. I experienced it several times myself, and yes, once you see this success in one area, you feel confident and you feel different about all the other areas of your life.
Absolutely.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you. Have a great day. I'm Alinka Tercic, and this was a coffee chat with Dream Life Creators. Bye.
Thanks, Alinka. Bye.